Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Terrio Media.
Yo. Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
Yes. Welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. Glad you found us. The Epic Intensive is coming up. The Cash Flow Conclave, May 31st through June 2nd, where we'll be revealing the secrets of creating cash flow with real estate. And the last intensive, I had two of my students join me to share their rat race escape stories, Josh and Corey, and they brought the house down. And this intensive, I've got three different students joining me to do the exact same. Parker, Russell, and Greg, they'll be on stage to share their stories as well. Exactly of how they got started, the process that they took, and what exiting the rat race looks like to them now. And basically just revealing it all to you on how they did it. All right, so this is how it's going to work. On day one, together, we'll create your own lead machine architecture so that you'll have at least 3 to 5 lead generation strategies that you can execute consistently. Because we talk about it here a lot, consistency is key. And you're only going to be consistent if you really like doing what you're doing. You know, if you don't like doing what you're doing with regard to your lead generation, the consistency is going to be tough because it's going to be a daily chore and eventually you're just going to get burned out and you're not going to want to do it anymore. So it's important to create lead generation strategies that you enjoy doing. So we're going to reveal at least 50 different ways to generate leads, and then you get to pick the 3 to 5 that resonate with you the most so you can go deep there. So those are the ones that you can see yourself doing long term and that you can do consistently with persistence, and that's how you're going to get great lead generation working for you, okay? So that's day one. Day two. Together, we're going to go through the process of when picking up the phone to talk to that seller. How does that work? How do we get that lead, that seller, how do we get that into a contract so you've got actually control over the deal? So we're going to go over how to build rapport in a way that they won't want to work with anyone else but you. And my buddy Jeff is going to be there. He's an absolute expert at this. And he's typically typically, it's sad because it's my event, but he's always the favorite speaker there. And so you don't want to miss day two. And then we're going to go over how to present your price and terms in a way that the seller will happily and cheerfully sign off on it. Okay. Then day three together, we'll go ahead and we'll create your own custom rat race escape plan. It's going to be your own custom plan specifically for you, specific to your situation, so that the minute that you return back to your market after the intensive, you'll know exactly the next steps, the next series of steps to take to execute your escape. And those are my promises to you. At the very least, you'll get those three things, your lead generation architecture with 3 to 5 strategies that you're going to enjoy doing. And two, you're going to understand how to take that lead and convert it into a contract. And then you're going to have your rat race escape plan. And so those three things are going to be yours. And then if you want more help beyond that, there will be an opportunity for you to access that at the intensive. Alrighty, so that's in Indianapolis, Indiana, May 31st through June 2nd. Go to epicintensive.com and grab your ticket. All right, they're selling quickly. So if you're a member of the Epic Pro Academy's private Facebook group, what I'm going to share with you, it may or may not be news to you, I don't know, but we do three things here every single week inside of that community. On Mondays, we call it a Motivation Monday, where we start a post, just a regular post, where all of the members set their goals for the week. They declare what they're going to do that week. And then on What's Up Wednesdays, a new post is started for people to ask their most burning questions or, you know, get some help with whatever they're struggling with or what they're challenged with that week. Of where the entire community will chime in and help, including myself and my staff will all chime in to provide answers and suggestions. And then on follow-through Fridays, a new post is created where everyone shares their wins. And it could be really small wins like, hey, I completed the fast start in the Epic Pro Academy. Or it could be, hey, I closed a deal and I put $50,000 in my bank account. And it's everything in between and even smaller and even bigger. So I wanted to take a moment here, though, right now, just to acknowledge some people as the last two follow-through Fridays have been noteworthy. They've been exceptional. And so big congratulations to Rich Strauss. He's on track to replacing his wife's income by June. And he's been at this for a little less than, I think less than a year, if I'm really doing the math. Yeah, less than a year. And so he's on track, and that's his first goal, is to replace his wife's income so she could quit her job. He puts it so she can go fire her boss, and he's on track to doing that. So congrats, Rich. Jack Haas, a brand new client, collecting $7,000 on a contract for deed this 2 weeks ago. And he's filling up his CRM, his REI Solutions CRM, with bird dogs galore that are bringing in deals for him. Robert Bohr had two great weeks in a row with a $12,000 wholesale and a $6,700 wholesale. And let's see, Anita Heffalimp took a $15,000 investment and turned it into $52,000. Fantastic. Kevin Landry decreased his rental portfolio vacancy by 50%. Joey Stant, who is just a brand new client, just with us less than a month, got his first contract accepted. Congrats to you, Joey. And River and Philip and Russell, after little hiatuses, they're back on track and in the game again. They've declared what they're up to, and they're already getting great feedback and results from their initial start. So fantastic job for you guys. Mark Graziano got his first closing of the year, and it was a sizable one. And one thing I want to say about, I mentioned earlier Robert Bohr and Mark Graziano. You know, they've been part of the Epic community and part of the mentorship program over here for a little while. And they both got kind of slow starts. And I could tell that they were frustrated. They're on opposite sides of the country and, you know, totally different circumstances. But I've been working with them and they've gotten some slower starts. And I can see some frustration setting in the beginning. But they're just a testament to just stick to it. If you just do the right activities, you do them consistently, you do it with persistence, you're going to get the results. I mean, Robert, I mean, it was a few struggling months there in the beginning, but dude has now got contract under contract under contract, and he's starting to cash and close the deals, and now he's posting pictures of checks in the Facebook group. He has one of his posts last week. He's got a big giant handful of $100 bills all fanned out. Like, it's just like the dude is crushing it. And then Mark, he got a very big check that he just posted a picture of. And so congrats to both Robert and Mark. You guys are inspiring, and I'm proud that you've chosen me to help you out, and I'm really more proud that you guys are sticking with it, because this is what you want, and you want it bad enough, and that's why you're getting the results you're getting. So just keep doing what you're doing. Richard Jessup and Cannon got a monster check this week, so congrats to you guys. Tim DeLeon grabbed a quick $8,000 fee. Oz Parisser had a monster week also. Collectively, I'm adding up close to, or just a little over, $200,000 in business done inside of the Epic community within a two-week period. And you all posted pics of your checks, and some of you posted piles of cash pictures. So fantastic. Well done, legends. So what I've noticed over the years of educating and mentoring is that those that get the greatest results, they've got a few things in common. One, they are quick to implement. Two, they are quick to ask questions. And three, they are quick to share their wins. And I see that in every name that I mentioned here today. So well done. There's no doubt as to why you are having the success that you're having, because you've got those three qualities in common. Alrighty, so enough about them. As great as they are, enough about them. How can we get you onto that follow-through Friday post in the next week or two? I mean, let's do it quickly. because I know it's frustrating. I know it can really be frustrating hearing about success stories all the time while you're out there struggling for that first or that next deal. Maybe it's been a while since you've got, you've kind of got this big gap in between deals going on right now and you're kind of struggling, or, you know, that first deal, it's still elusive, right? And if you listen to and consume this type of information that has you feeling this way, that has you feeling frustrated and discouraged, and, you know, you're doing it wrong. I don't want you to listen to and consume this type of information so it makes you feel bad, right? You see, to get it right, I want you to listen to and consume this type of information as inspiration and motivation to take action. I really want you to look at it as practical evidence that if you just do those right activities, if you just do them consistently and you do it with persistence, you're going to get the results. There's no other way around it. You have to. So let's get you on that Follow Through Friday post, okay? So that's what I want for you. So I'm going to give you a practical tactic that will get you on the phone, right in conversation with motivated sellers, as soon as this podcast episode ends, if you want to move that quickly, all right? So here's what I want you to do. Maybe you want to write this down, or you can always, it's recorded, so you can come back and listen to it again. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to download into a CSV file all of the phone numbers that your call capture phone system has ever captured. Every phone number, okay? Some of you will have hundreds, some of you will have thousands, and if you have zero, well, then that's a hint that you might need to start marketing. And you'll need to make sure that you get yourself a call capture phone number system if you haven't already. Something like CallRail, CallRail.com, or REI Solutions, which has the CallRail engine built right into it. And then you'll need to start marketing to capture phone numbers before you can really take this next step. Okay, but since we've talked about call capture phone numbers ad nauseum here for a while, I'm going to assume that you have something to that effect incorporated into your business, right? Now, if you haven't already opened up an account at Sly Broadcast, I'm going to ask you to do that. Slybroadcast.com. I'm not affiliated with them in any way whatsoever. I think it's just a fantastic tool. And I only talk about things that work for us over here. So that's why I'm giving them this free plug. So slybroadcast.com. And what you're going to do is you're going to upload your CSV file to Sly Broadcast. You're going to upload all those phone numbers to Sly Broadcast. And then you're going to record this message. Okay, you can record this message, and you can do this right on your phone and then just kind of email it to yourself. It doesn't need to be fancy whatsoever. All right, so you're going to record this, and we'll just assume your name is Matt. Okay, so, hi, this is Matt. Sorry I missed you. My phone number is, fill in the blank, and I've got an all-cash offer going out to you today, but my assistant thinks we might have the wrong mailing address for you, and I'd hate for this to end up in the wrong hands. So please call me to confirm at, and insert your phone number again. All right? So this is what we call an epic message over here. It expects a reply, it's personal, it's within integrity, and it's concise, it's really short. So it's, hey, this is Matt, sorry I missed you. I've got an all-cash offer going out to you today, but my assistant thinks we might have the wrong mailing address. I hate for this to end up in the wrong hands. So it expects a reply because you're saying, I'd hate for this to end up in the wrong hands. You've got this important information going out to them, so they're going to reply to that, right? It's personal. Hey, this is Matt. Sorry I missed you. My assistant, you know, we think we might have this wrong address for you. That's very personal. I is integrity, right? So if they call you back, you absolutely are going to have an all-cash offer going out to them today, aren't you? Yes, of course you are. And it's short. It's concise. Okay, so there's your epic message. Now, then make sure, though, that you put your phone number into the caller ID field next, the caller ID field at Sly Broadcast, because they're going to ask, what do you want in the caller ID when you send this message? Because when you send this message, it's not going to ring their phone. It's going to go straight to their voicemail, and it's going to show up as a missed call from whatever number that you put into that caller ID field. All right? So it gets almost a 100% open rate when we do it this way. And then you're going to go ahead, and once you've got that all set up, just send. And be sure to send it. Here's a big tip. And yeah, be sure to send when you know that you're going to have a couple of free hours to stand by the phone and actually answer. And if you're anything like us over here and you got thousands and thousands and thousands of phone numbers that have been captured by your system, you might want to break those up. Don't send them all at once. You might want to make it like, I don't know, divide that up. Let's see, how do we do it? I think we don't do any more than 500 numbers at a time. So if you have 2,000 numbers that your call capture system has captured, you might want to break that up into four groups of 500 that you're going to do this broadcast, because your phone, as soon as you send that broadcast, that phone is going to start ringing. All right. And so a lot of times you're going to be on the phone and you're not going to be able to take that next call. And so if you have too many of those, then you're going to miss a lot of opportunity. Okay. But just let those go to voicemail, or you can have your call forwarding go to, if you're on the phone, you can have that set up and go to something like a Pat Live or something like that, or have it go to your virtual assistant. You can do that. All right. So let's see. Yeah. Because your phone is going to ring right away. It's going to start ringing off the hook. Okay. And so you're going to get a variety of responses from your list when you do this. Because some of these people, depending on how long ago you captured that phone number, it might be a really long time ago, but call them anyway. Put their numbers in there anyway. And some of those people you might have accidentally just talked to yesterday. Okay? Or not accidentally, but you coincidentally talked to yesterday and they got put in this system as well. So you've kind of already set yourself up with this message. Hey, this is Matt. Sorry I missed you. You know, my number is blah, blah, blah. I've got an all cash offer going out to you today. My assistant thinks we might have the wrong address. So you're already kind of playing this Columbo role. And if you don't know who Columbo is, he was an old school, I think it was in the 70s. It was a TV show. And he was this private detective. I don't know if he was private detective or he was actually on the force. I think, but he was a detective. And he would just kind of always play dumb. And every time he played dumb, he would always capture the bad guy. And he'd be like, oh, you know, by the way, what was your name again? Or how did that go again? Or something like that. And every time he turned around and said, oh, by the way, that was going to be like the dagger, right? That's going to be the thing that, what is the word I'm looking for? Where the bad guy, you know, put himself in hot water. Oh my God, I totally butchered that. You know what I mean? But anyway, Columbo, go on Hulu or Netflix. I'm sure you can find it. And he would have made a fantastic real estate investor as far as talking to sellers goes. So anyway, just give yourself permission to play dumb. You know, if someone calls and say, hey, we just talked yesterday. What are you talking about? And I was like, oh my gosh, I guess that we got the wrong number in there. I'm so sorry about that. So do you want to resume our conversation from yesterday or... You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm sorry, this is what happened and my mistake, but did you still want to sell your house? You know, always end with a question. All right, so that's going to be a rare occurrence. So this is what you're most likely going to get. First type of response will be something like, hey, I just got this. How'd you get my information? I don't remember talking to you, something like that. And you're going to reply with, hey, I'm an investor. I buy houses in your area and I buy data to help me find houses. Your name must have been in that data. And I just use what they give me. Sometimes it's a good fit. Sometimes it's not. Do you have a house for sale? That's it, right? A lot of people freak out when they get asked, how'd you get my information? No need to freak out. Hey, you're just an investor. You bought the data. You went and bought a list, right? And you went and marketed to it. Sometimes it's a good fit. Sometimes it's not. We never know where that mail is going to land. But since you're on the phone now, do you have a house for sale? Right? Nothing tricky there. Just speak the truth. Not asking you to be deceptive at all. Just speak the truth. Second question you might get. I've never talked to you. How could you be sending me an offer? And your reply? Oh, really? I guess it must be a mix-up then if that's the case. But our records do show that you've called us from this phone number before, and or at least somebody has. And most of the time when people call us, it's because they received one of our marketing pieces. And they want to know, they call us because they want to know how much we can offer for their property and how this is all going to work. Do you have those same types of questions? Right? It's very straightforward and very truthful. Well, I only have your phone number because you did call me. Maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was somebody else from this number, but somebody called me from here. And the only reason people do call us is because they want a price for their property and they want to know how this thing works. Do you have those same types of questions? They're going to say yes or no. And then you just proceed on however that goes. All right, so that's the second type. Third type of response is, hey, I got your message, so how much is the offer? And you'll get people that'll be very direct with you like that. And your reply will be, you know, we've made this call to a few people, and I don't have the actual paperwork in front of me at the moment, and my assistant is out running some errands. I'd like to still help you now, if I can, though. What's your property's address? And get there and have them give the property address. Well, you should know my address. Da, da, da. So I'm sorry. You're right. I really should. But we did send this out to a few people. I just want to make sure I'm talking to the right person. What's your property's address? You know, and if they're all combative, then screw them, right? You're there really trying to help them. And if they don't want to be helped, then that's fine. If they just want to be a smart ass and not be helpful to their own situation, then maybe they don't want to be helped. And that's fine, too. Okay. Even then you can say, wow, it sounds like you really don't want to sell your house because, you know, is that accurate? Why am I feeling that way? That could be a response as well. Just always say what's actually on your head or on your mind. Okay. If you say what's on your mind, boy, it can throw people off guard and it can totally diffuse any sort of tension as well. It works great that way. Okay. So what's your property's address? Okay, great. Let me look that up. And while I'm doing that, can you tell me about your situation? No, this is my favorite question. My favorite question here is, the property currently listed with a realtor? We've said that before, and you've heard that before, and it's not unique to me. A lot of people use that, and I certainly learned it from somewhere else. I didn't create it or invent it. But the reason I like that question so much, because we all know that the foundation of every deal lies within the seller's motivation to sell. We all know that, right? But if you ask the person, why are you selling? A lot of times, specifically right in the beginning, if you ask that question, they're not going to give you the answer, or they're not going to be truthful with that answer, or not going to give you the whole truth with that answer. But when you ask the question, is the property currently listed with a realtor? They're going to say yes or no. And if they say no, oh, really, why not? Why wouldn't you list it with a realtor? That's going around a different way of really getting down to the motivation. It's kind of like your first glimpse as to why they are selling, of what their motivation is. And if it is listed with a realtor, then you know that their sense of urgency might not be there, right? But even then, if it is listed with a realtor, oh, great. So how long has it been listed with a realtor? Okay, so 6 months, great. So how much longer are you going to keep it with the realtor before you decide to try something new? Right? So you can keep on going with those questions. And that is it listed with a realtor can really help you. It can feed the rest of that conversation to where you can build that rapport with the seller. Okay? Also, while you're sitting there looking for their information, you're looking up their property, you're having this conversation with them, what's the current value of the property? And once they give you the value, then I always ask, what are you actually looking for to get? What are you actually looking to get for it? Right? So what you're saying is, well, I know you don't expect getting the full value, so what would you actually accept? Okay? And okay, so in a perfect world, what would you like to have happen? Great. If I could make that happen, how soon would you be ready to sell? All right. So those are the three basic responses you're going to get. There'll be variations of those. But if you ever get stuck, it's just like, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Maybe I made a mistake. You know, that's very possible. I've done it before. But you did call me, and I only have your information because you called me before off one of my marketing pieces. Do you have a house for sale by chance? Right? It can be that simple. Like almost everything can go that way if you get stuck, right? If you get stuck or you're tongue-tied, you're like, wow, I'm sorry. I must have made a mistake. Okay, it wouldn't have been the first time, but you did call me. We are on the phone. Do you have a house for sale? Alrighty, so don't let any of the responses that you may get scare you, even if you don't have the offer ready for them right then and there, and you're afraid, like, well, what if they ask for the offer right there and to send it over right away? It's like, okay, well, great. I've sent this out to a few people. I just want to make sure I have the right data. I want to make sure I get an offer that's going to be the most meaningful offer to you. So can I just ask you a few questions if I can make any revisions if necessary? You know what I mean? So don't overcomplicate this. Don't overthink this. Don't think about, well, what if they say this? What if they say that? What if they say this? What if they say that? You're prepared for everything. Okay, you're prepared for everything. Just say what's on your mind. Hey, you called me. You must have a house for sale. If you don't, hey, it's a mistake. My bad. Sorry to bother you. But do you have a house for sale? Okay, so always finish with the question. And believe it or not, you're even going to get some responses. You'll even get some responses just to confirm that you indeed do have the right mailing address. Yes, people will call and say, oh yeah, don't send that to anybody else. Send it straight to me. Here's my mailing address. And that was the reason you called in the first place, right? So I always cover the other three because that's what those are people are most concerned and kind of skittish about. But you will actually get people that say, great, I can't wait to see the offer. Here's the right mailing address. Make sure you get it here. Don't send it to anybody else. Okay? So the entire purpose of this tactic, though, is just to create some immediate action for yourself. Immediate. To get into conversation with people that have properties for sale. So don't worry about getting any of this just right. You don't have to be perfect. I mean, you've already set the stage to where you can play dumb and say whatever comes naturally. But just make sure that you always finish with a question so you're always in control of that conversation. Like, you know, do you have a house for sale? Blah, 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 blah. But do you have a house for sale? Blah, 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 blah. So do you have a house for sale? Or blah, 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 blah. In a perfect world, so what would you like to have happen? Or blah, 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 blah. Well, most people that call are looking for a price for their house and they're just wondering how this all works. Do you have the similar set of questions? Blah, 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 blah. So do you have a house for sale? Okay, got it. So it doesn't even matter what you say. Just kind of acknowledge, play dumb, apologize if you have to, take responsibility for any mistakes that have been made, and then ask, do you have a house for sale? So now you know, time to do. Go ahead, take action on this right now and let me know how it goes. Share your results with me. Share your experiences with me. If you get stuck anywhere, come into the Epic Pro Academy private Facebook group and share where you got stuck, and we'll acknowledge them all together so you never get stuck there again. And you can continue to do this to be a very effective lead generator for yourself and a very effective follow-up strategy for yourself. Because I'm telling you, every time we do this, we'll get a couple deals under contract, and you can do it too. Alrighty? So now you know, time to do. That's it for today. God bless, and to your success, I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.